Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. Grateful to be here. Grateful for all of you. Today is the culmination of Hud, the week of Hud. We made it. As we say, done is better than perfect. Progress over perfection. You showed up all week. Hud is something that I struggle with, that the world struggles with. Maybe I'm just projecting, because we talked a lot about concepts, different concepts. We talked a lot about humility. We talked a lot about returning. We talked a lot about connecting. We talked a lot about relationships. Chesed Shibhod, we talked about reconnecting with kindness, reaching out in kindness. Gevurah Shibhod had to do with a healthy kind of humility, not being less than, not under being, not underachieving, not thinking we're not worth it. Tiferet Shibhod meant knowing when and where to express that humility, or knowing when and where to have that connection. That brings us to Netzach Shibhod. Netzach Shibhod is sustainability in our relationships, right? Choosing to have relationships that are going to be able to make it through the long haul, that are going to be able to be mutually beneficial, not codependent. On Lag BaOmer, we talked about a Hod Shibhod, which corresponds to experiencing the human experience, meaning that we are able to anticipate, expect, enjoy the various unpredictability of life, that things don't happen at our pace, they don't happen the way we want it to be all the time, but this is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And really just embracing that life, embracing things that happen to us, and this is humility, this is gratitude. Yesod Shibhod, corresponding to building respect and trust in relationships, offering respect and trust to other people. And we kind of go full circle here. Obviously, Malchut Shibhod means kingship, having a kingdom. But it also corresponds to having ownership without trying to control, without trying to own it, meaning it doesn't belong to me, but I have responsibility, having accountability and responsibility. In what? In our relationships, in our connections. How does this differ from kindness Shibhod? Kindness Shibhod, we talked about some of the same kind of things in the sense that we reach out. In kindness Shibhod, we kind of think we know a little bit. We don't have the full picture. Or we think we have the full picture when we don't have the full picture, because we never have the full picture. We never have the true MS of what a person is, of who a person is. And Malchut Shibhod acknowledges that aspect of not knowing everything, of not knowing what's going on with someone else. It builds on Yesod Shibhod in the sense that now that we have respect and trust, we can now reach back out where we screwed up, right? Whereas before it was like, maybe I haven't talked to this person in a while and I want to talk to this person. Or maybe this person's feeling scared to talk to me, so I'm going to reach out first, where my side of the street isn't clean, just like we were talking about yesterday. So once we do have respect and trust, realizing that there's something that I can do better, what do we do about it? We make amends. We reach out to people. We take ownership of our part. We can't control the people. We can't expect other people to make amends back. We can't expect them to be ready to talk to us even. We just have to be willing to reach out. How so, right? We can't control God. Tell me, recover, you say, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to the difference. And sometimes both sides may feel pretty cruddy about something in some situation, but I can't do anything about that on their end. All I can do is my end. I have to accept responsibility on my end. I have to accept accountability on my end. Where was I less than ideal in a relationship? And how can I make that better? How can I make that better? First and foremost, once again, a voice message is very nice. A text is very nice. And just reaching out and saying, hey, just reaching out to say I'm thinking about you. And if you want to clear the air, I'm open to. I'm grateful, able to send out a few of those messages already this morning. And we don't realize that when we have resentment against somebody else, it's us that it really is affecting. It affects so many things in our life that every single person is a pipeline. As we were saying yesterday, our pipeline with our parents is so important. Keep that pipeline clean. Our parents, our relationship with our spouses are so important. Significant others are so important. That these kind of pipelines can clog and can block the blessings Hashem wants to give to you. And the same is true of all our relationships. We think we're punishing the person. It's like taking poison in it and expecting the other person to feel the pain. Where being resentful towards someone doesn't hurt them as much as it hurts us. And we ourselves deserve to be free, whole. So we have to take a moral inventory and accounting of ourselves, where we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And maybe it wasn't prompt. Maybe it took some time. Late is better than never. So being able to reach out, and ultimately the main relationship that we need to reach out with, as we talked about reconnecting, is with Hashem. Talking to Hashem in our own words, doing hibbolidut. And I was thinking, here we are, day 34. I'm not sure if I've spoke about hibbolidut much. Talking to Hashem in your own words. Talking to Hashem for an hour. For those who can. This is the prescription by Rabbi Nachman. And for those who just need a place to start. 15 minutes. 10, 15 minutes. It's easy to break it up in 3 20-minute intervals. Where you spend 20 minutes being grateful for anything. Talking to Hashem in your own words. Higher power in your own words, to your best friend, as if you're talking to your best friend, as if this is your God, your best friend on the phone, and you're chatting about everything that's important to you. And it starts off 20 minutes of gratitude. Thank you so much. You can start off talking about your feet, your legs, your knees, being grateful for all the things. Our Laser Brody taught me this a long time ago, over a decade ago, though, about how many times is our heart beating a day and we're not even thinking about it? How many breaths are we taking a day and we're not even thinking about it? Do we stop and thank Hashem for these miracles? When a person's sick, God forbid, they know that something's not working. You're thinking, wow, I can't believe that I was just smelling everything. I could taste things. I can't believe what happened. So we thank God for everything. We thank God for the electricity and the internet, the computer. Everything that we're utilizing in our world around us. A fork, a knife, sriracha, hot sauce, all the fun stuff. And in this way, this connects us back because we can be ingrates. And this connects us back with the people as well when we're feeling raw towards somebody. It could be that they screwed up. But as I mentioned, we have to own our part. And this is a way of connecting, to be grateful for what that person's done for us already. That even Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to hit the water during the 10 plagues, to hit the water and to hit the sand. Because the water and the sand had saved him at one point. So he had to bring in Aaron to do those makot, those plagues. So too with us, where we don't have to be the one that punishes someone, God forbid. We should be elevating them with our eyes, elevating them with our judgment, seeing the good in them. As we were talking about yesterday. And doing the best that we can do. That's all we can do. So, in this way, the second part of his Bodhidus, you can do 20 minutes of gratitude, 20 minutes of introspection. If you're doing it every single day, you would do 20 minutes of the last 24 hours. That's less than a minute in an hour. And to say, hey, where was it that maybe I wasn't at peak performance when it comes to my relationships with others, when it comes to my brachas, when it comes to my learning, when it comes to my work, when it comes to being with my family, when it comes to working out, when it comes to just seeing where I could have been better. And not to beat yourself up, but to analyze it. Rabbi Nachman says that all day we should be happy, but 1 hour we're allowed to be less than happy. And this is it. And then the third one, if we get there, is this is where we're working on something that we know we need to work on, a character defect, and praying for other people and praying for that which we need. And this way you see how quickly they go. You can break it up in 4 or 15 minutes. But sometimes we'll be doing gratitude for an hour, and we still haven't even begun to thank Hashem for all the goodness that He does. So this is amazing, amazing time to reach out to somebody today. Like I said, leave those voice messages. It's amazing power to talk to somebody you haven't talked to in a while, just to get the ball rolling. And if nothing comes of it, so be it. We did our part. Our side of the street is clean, and we're grateful for that. So everybody should be blessed, that we should all take ownership, responsibility for ourselves and our part of the relationship, that we can do, that we can help someone else, and that by doing this, we're inspiring another person. And this way, we can see all of us connecting better, being better, relating with each other better, with each other and with Hashem and with us, to reconnect. And this way, we're going to see all of Am Yisrael and all the world being inspired in this way and coming together, seeing a paradigm shift in the entire world, all the hostages return home. Shalom for all of Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and all peoples. Rebuilding a third temple speedily with an amazing, amazing world in a way that we can't fathom. L'chaim. See you tomorrow in the new week of Yesod. L'chaim.